Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's life treat you? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Or now, it's called Story Time with G Money. Well, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So for everybody should be able to pull up and listen to my radio show. And I have the best radio show on the planet. I'm the entertainer of the year. So, pull up your chairs, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen as I talk to you about the events of the day. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's 108 degrees. That's right. I said 108 degrees. It's hot out here. It's hot. And this is the desert, so of course it's going to be hot during the summer. We always have hot weather during the summer in Las Vegas. That's why Las Vegas is such a nice place to come and entertain yourself. It's an adult playground, but it has places for kids, too. So, it's a really nice place to be to entertain your family. Well, we have the virus here, though. The virus is taking place in Las Vegas. Although we have where we're wearing masks, and we're shutting it down where everybody is required to stay in the house, to stay 6 feet away from each other for social distancing and not to go into crowds. And all the bars and the clubs have been shut down in Vegas. So there's not a lot of entertainment. There's no live entertainment at all happening in Las Vegas. But the only entertainment is happening in the gaming halls. You can go in the casinos and gamble, and you can drink. And I don't even know if the restaurants are open. I think they shut the restaurants down. I think you can buy food, but you can't eat it there. You have to eat it on the way out. They have takeout. So the restaurants that are open in the city of Las Vegas, they're all takeout orders only because they don't want people coming in and infecting people inside the restaurant. So that's what's going on in Las Vegas. So it's the entertainment capital of the world, but it's shut down right now for your entertainment pleasure. It doesn't exist. So I'm the only entertainment in Vegas. So sit back, put your feet up, and lock your chair, because I'm going to entertain you for the next hour or so. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian guy. My name was Fast Arrow, and my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites, and I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout, and we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes, but my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband, and my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
You won't be in the right way. Sugar, you're
when I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs, the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I know everybody is sitting down. They got their feet up. You got drinks in your hand, and you got chips that you gave to your kids. So now everybody is sitting back, relaxing, enjoying the show. I have a joke for you, a story, really, that I want to tell you. All right, there was a man stranded on a desert island, and he had been on the island for a while. And one day, this woman swam up to the island. She walked onto the shore, took her oxygen tank off and dropped it on the ground and walked up to him and asked him when was the last time he had a cigarette. And he said, 11 years ago. And she reached into her sleeve on her wetsuit and she unzipped her sleeve and pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes. She put a cigarette in her mouth, and she lit it, and then she passed it to him. And the man smoked it with pleasure. And then she asked him, when was the last time you had some alcohol? And he said, 11 years ago. and she went in her other sleeve, unzipped it, and pulled out an alcohol flask and passed it to him. And he took the flask and took the top off and took two big swigs. And he said, "Oh, boy, that's good." And she said, "So, when was the last time you played around?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she started zipping down her wetsuit, and she got the zipper all the way down to her belly button. And the man said, "Oh, my God, don't tell me you have a set of golf clubs in there." Oh, that was good. But I said, "No, stupid, I was going to have sex with you. But it's obviously you've been on this island much, much too long." Oh, no. So that's my joke for the day. I would think, though, if he'd been on the island 11 years, when she starts unzipping her clothes, I'm like, "We get ready to have sex." That's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about golfing. That's why she said he must have been on that island much too long. Too long. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I want you to play one of my songs. Let's play GG Money. GG Money. For the listening audience, I've been a G since the day I was born. GG Money. GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like five times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
GG Money.
Woo! I'm huge money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. DG money, a AA, a BS, and a BA degree. DG money, DG money, DG money, DG money, DG money, DG money. Woo! I'm DG money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. DG money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their mind. DG money. DG money. DG money. DG money. DG money. DG money. Woo! I'm DG money. I pledge the five-day stigma. Fraternity. DG money. I was known as Big Brother. Serious business. That's me. DG money. I was the step master. Big dog on the yard. DG money.
What the? Yes, yes. Take the dog on the yard.
I'm DG money. DG money. DG money. DG money. DG money. DG money. Woo! I'm DG money.
DJ Property. DJ Big Nasty. I'm DG money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl.
There were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off, and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right, on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Actually, it's called Story Time with G Money. We changed the name. And I have an interesting proposition for you. G Money, the pimp comic, presents 16 bars. So if you're a rapper or you want to be a rapper and you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of one of my songs. Now, the song that I want you to download is I'm a Comedian from L.A. You need to download the instrumental version and put 16 bars on the song. Write your original lyrics to 16 bars on the song and then submit it to me. And the winner will win a prize. So, go to storytimewithgmoney.com, pull up the music section, and look for I'm a Comedian from L.A. And next to the song, it has an instrumental version. You need to download the instrumental version and record 16 bars of your best lyrics on that instrumental version and then send it to me at G Money. That's a good question. Where am I going to send it? Send it to Storytime. No, don't send it there. Send it to Big Mouth, GVG@Juno.com. That's right. Send it to Big Mouth, GVG@Juno.com. And remember, the winner will receive a prize. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take another commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here.
and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning. And I said, oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, and I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay.
Jealousy, I don't want the bad for the round.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. Well, it's time for me to ask you for another opportunity to participate on the radio show. G Money presents the dozens. That's right. I'm going to ask you to send me some jokes or some bags or some crumbs. I don't know what you want to call it, but I want you to talk about G Money. I want you to send me some jokes talking about G Money. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes, because we've already got that one. But you could send me some kind of crumb or some kind of joke about G Money. And you send it to the title of to G Money presents the dozens. Yeah, put dozens in the title line that you're sending it to the dozens. So it's G Money presents the dozens. And then write what your jokes are. You can submit up to 10 jokes talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. If you want to say some real crazy, dumb stuff about G Money. But it's okay. Put it under the title of the dozen. and then send it to Big Mouth GVG Promotions at gmail.com. Okay? That's Big Mouth GVG Promotions at gmail.com. Yep. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags about G-Money. And we'll take as many as 10 jokes that you have. We'll try to start off with 10 and see what you do after that. So, submit it to Big Mouth GVG Promotions at gmail.com. We'll see who's going to be on G-Money versus the devil. Because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. So anyway, back to the radio show. DJ Papa D, if you have a song to play, how about playing one of my songs? How about the Stepmaster? I'm a stepper, Pi Beta Sigma Stepmaster. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business. And I was the stepmaster for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show. And I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
My friend!
Brother!
My Sam!
Brother!
Line brother.
Brother.
Dorsey style. Woo, woo, Dorsey style. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp. Hey, baby, think to get down. Want to get down. Oh, yeah. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Hey, baby, think to get down. We want to get down. Big brother, serious business. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step, rub the big brother, the doggy step, on two times, on three times, on four times, march it up four times, on two times, on three times, march it up, doggy jumps it up, 8 by 8, Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A Psi, or Phi Nu Pi. A crash so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi, Q Dog, Omega Psi Phi. Brothers, Sigma Dog Dummy Yard, let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, 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 clap, 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 clap. When I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. Well, it's time for us to tell a story. I've recorded a story for you for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
ID. And I'm like, yeah, I got ID, but I'm not thinking of any problems because I just got out of jail. I had gone to jail for missing a court date in Henderson, and they had arrested me in Las Vegas and took me to Henderson, and so I was in jail in Henderson. But I only spent 2 days, and then they released me with credit time served. So I had just come back from Henderson like 2 days ago. So I knew I didn't have any warrants or anything because they would have kept me in jail when I was in Henderson. So anyway, I'm standing up there talking to the police, trying to plead my case. And he says, you got ID? And I go, yeah, I got ID. And he says, let me see your ID. And I whip my ID out, and he runs my name, and it says warrant, felony warrant. And I'm going, what the hell? I said, that ain't me. You got to run that ID again, because I don't have no felony warrants. What I got a warrant for? And he says, well, you got 3 felony accounts, 1 for robbery, 1 for theft, and 1 for forgery. And I'm like, man, I'm a school teacher. I don't steal nothing. I'm working with kids all day long. I don't steal a thing. So you need to run that again. Plus, I know I just got out of jail. And if they had run my name while I was in jail and I had warrants, they would have kept me. So I knew something was up. I'm like, now, what's happened? So then they say, all right, put your hands behind your back. We want to search you. And they start searching me. And I got a bag of weed in my pocket that I forgot about. But I had forgot that I had the weed in my pocket. And so they searched me, and they pulled the weed out, and they go, oh, you got weed. And I go, oh, man, I forgot that was there. So they say, well, you got bigger problems than this weed. So they dump the weed out on the ground and start smashing it in the concrete. And I'm looking at all this good weed that I could have been smoking, and I'm looking at it, and it's going up
It's going all in the ground, and it's blowing down the street. And I'm going, wow, I can't really believe that this is happening to me. So they said, well, it looks like you got 3 felony warrants, and you're under arrest. So they handcuffed me and put me in the back seat of the car, and they got ready to drive off the parking lot to take me to jail. And then they got a call that said that they had an activity going on in the neighborhood, and they needed them to attend the activity. So stopped the car in the middle of the parking lot, opened the doors, pulled me out the car, and took off my handcuffs and said, get out of here. And they jumped in the car and took off. And I said, wow, really? Did that just happen? They arrested me, and then they decided to change their mind and take me out of the car and let me go. I was like, I knew I didn't have no warrant. It wasn't no problem. I didn't have no warrant. I knew I didn't. So I continued on my mission. Instead of going home, I went into the store, and I got 3 or 4 40s and put them on the counter, and I was counting my money still. I was still counting the change. I had dollar bills in my pocket. I could have paid for the beer and been out the door. But I was counting the change. And I was talking to the girl at the counter, and I was telling her, I said, did you see what just happened to me? And she was like, no, what happened? I said, the police stopped me for jaywalking, coming to the store. And then they searched me, and they found my weed and threw my weed out on the ground. And then they told me I had a warrant. In fact, I had 3 felony warrants. And I'm like, what? I don't steal nothing. So I'm counting the change, and I'm putting the change on the counter as I'm counting it. And I'm telling the girl the story that the police had put me in the car and got ready to pull off, and then got a call and stopped the car in the middle of the parking lot, opened the doors and let me out, and told me, get out of here. Now, because I'm not real smart, I didn't go home. I get put out the car, and they take off. So I'm telling the girl at the cash register this story. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. And I'm going, yeah, it's really a trip. And they let me go. I can't believe that. I knew I didn't have any warrants. I don't know why they were playing with me like that. But they did. So I'm counting the money on the counter. And she looks up and she says, your friends are back. And I go, what? She said, your friends are back. And she points to the door. And I look at the door, and the police car is pulling up at the door. And I go, oh, no, what's going on now? So they get out the car, and they come in the store, and they scrape all my money up off the counter, and they put it in my pocket, and they say, he's not going to be needing these beers for a while, so you can put the beers back up in the refrigerator because he's going to jail. And I go, wow, really? And they take me out and they handcuff me and they put me in the back of the car and they take me to jail. I actually end up going to jail. And man, I couldn't believe that day. So I missed out on all the food I was cooking. So everybody got to eat up all my food. and I didn't get any beer. Oh, man, I didn't get to smoke my weed. Oh, it was a bad day. Everything just fell apart all at once. I mean, wow, I don't know what to say. Stopped for jaywalking. Then they searched me and found the weed. And then they pulled my ID out and found out I had warrants. Oh, man, it was a bad day. And then they put me in the car and get ready to drive me to jail. And they stopped in the middle of the parking lot. And they opened the door and let me go and say, get out of here, kid. But, of course, I ain't real bright because I know I ain't got no warrant. So I continue on my mission. I'm going to the store to get beer for me and my boys to drink beer. So I go into the store, and instead of just pulling out dollar bills and paying for the beer and getting the hell out the store, I'm sitting there talking to the female. You know, that's what I do. I talk to all the girls. I'm sociable with females. So I'm talking to her, and I'm telling her the story. And while I'm doing that, the police show back up, and they walk in the store, and they take me out, handcuff me, put me back in the car, and take me to jail. Wow, what a day. It was going so good. I got money for the food. I was going to buy beer for us to drink. I had gone and bought weed for my buddy, and he gave me some weed to smoke. So I was all set. My day was going to be good. I was going to eat hot dogs and chicken, and I was going to drink a 40, and I was going to smoke this bud. Oh, man. I was going to have a good day. And all of a sudden, it just went upside down. It just flipped the script on me. And I ended up going to jail. And, wow, but that's the end of that story.
Go ahead, baby.
They're digging and baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're digging and baby.
she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit. And he goes out.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Ready? Yep, I'm ready. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Hold on before I go inside. And I was hosting Story Time with G Money. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go on and go somewhere. I got to get out the air chair because I got somewhere to go and some places to be and some people to see. You know, that's how I do it. That's all it is to it. So anyway, I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer. He's been playing the music, playing the stories, and been listening to my jokes. Well, I'd like to thank him for all the help he's given us in today's radio show because we can't do it without him. So, today is Monday, the 20th of July, and I will see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. For our Tuesday afternoon show. So, have a good night. Be careful. Make sure you wear your mask outside. Make sure you have social distance between the people that you're with. And make sure you're not in any big crowds. Because we are still fighting the virus in our city. So, we need to flatten the curve and be healthy. And safeguard our lives. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. See you tomorrow. Peace, love, and good night.
Chicken, the swim. walk like Michael Jackson, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot, the robot.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Come on now.